Welcome to the Taryn Reeve Show, where your journey to empowerment takes center stage. I'm your host, Taryn Reeves, best-selling author and publishing expert. Together, we'll dive into the hearts and minds of visionaries, disruptors, and trailblazing leaders to explore the most compelling and thought-provoking ideas in life, business, and marketing. Let's inspire, impact, and ignite. This is the Taryn Reeve Show. Today, we're talking about some of the five most common questions I get asked as the CEO of a publishing company. And specifically, I work with entrepreneurs who want to write books that grow their business and position them as an authority in their industry. And in this dynamic intersection of entrepreneurship and literature, there really is a unique breed of visionaries that are coming to light, and it's the entrepreneurial writer. These individuals, these people, are not content with merely navigating the turbulent waters of business. They really aspire to map their journey and record their journey, their insights, their lessons, their wisdom in the form of a book. And ultimately, these people really understand the power that a book has to position them as the go-to authority in their industry, while simplifying their marketing and delivering a constant supply of warm leads that are ready to buy their next level products or services. Why wouldn't you want that thing as an entrepreneur? And maybe this is you. So the journey of writing a business building book comes with its own set of unique challenges and opportunities. It requires a delicate balance between storytelling and strategic brand enhancement. It comes with you need to have a keen understanding of your audience and the patience to craft a message that really resonates and endures the path of time. Now, this episode in particular aims to serve as a guide for aspiring entrepreneurial writers, illuminating the path through the complexities of writing, publishing, and marketing a book that not only captivates an audience, but also elevates your brand. And we will be discussing five of the most common questions that people ask me who want to write a book that grows their business. So let's dive in. Question number one is usually like, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs who want to write a book and are just starting out? And so what I say to that is, when you are embarking on the journey of writing a book as an entrepreneur, it's essential to start with clarity on your purpose. Why are you writing this book? Because everyone writes for different reasons. And you really need to understand that your book is not just a product, but a really powerful tool to build your authority and extend your brand's reach. So my advice is to focus on your unique story and insights. You want to be a little bit personal whilst teaching whatever it is that you let people behind the very polished screen of your website and your social media and whatever it is, because ultimately people want to do business with other people. So in order to generate warm leads, you really need to, by the end of the last page, allow that reader to feel they really know you, trust you, want to come and be in your world outside the pages of that book. And so you want to really think deeply about the value you can provide to your readers that nobody else can. And you tell it that way. Nobody can teach something quite the way that you can. Nobody can do something quite the way that you do it. And that's what we're aiming for. There's a million life coaches out there. There's a million relationship coaches. There is a million personal trainers. There are a million copywriters, but no one does it like you do. So don't be afraid to really be your authentic self, bring it to the pages and just teach the hell out of whatever it is that you don't be afraid to give it all away. And what you want to do is you want to start by outlining the key messages and lessons that you want to share, ensuring they align with your overall brand and business goals, of course. And like I said, keep it authentic. Authenticity resonates with readers. You want to write in a way that genuinely reflects your experiences and your lessons learned. And this is what's going to make your book this evergreen lead generating asset for your book. Now, if you want to dive deeper into why and how and all of those sorts of things to write a book, then you're going to want to go and check out my book, Automatic Authority, because that gives you the exact blueprint that I teach my high-ticket clients one-on-one on how to go from idea to launch to marketing and beyond. So go and check that out if you want to dive a little deeper into that. But that will give you a really good starting point. One of the other questions that I get asked is common mistakes and how to avoid them. So as a publisher, what common mistakes do you see people making? How can I not fall into those same mistakes? And the main mistake that I see people making is that people start out writing a book and often get to the very last page writing a book and they've written it for them. Hate to break it to you, but your book has nothing to do with you. It's not about you. It's about your reader. Okay. So you're not writing for you. You need to write for your audience. And so obviously to avoid that pitfall, we want to really keep your target reader in mind. Who is your ideal reader for this book? And ultimately your back end products or services. So do your ideal reader work. And this often with us entrepreneurs really aligns with our client avatar. So you need to really, really go deep into who this person is, okay? In a way that obviously makes sense for your brand. It really doesn't matter if your client is divorced or not divorced, then obviously that's not going to be a considering factor. But if it is, then obviously you need to have that inside of your radar, I guess. You need to understand, what problems are they facing? How can your experience provide solutions to those problems? You want to give it all away. And if that includes worksheets, templates, that thing, include them in your book. Let the people who are reading it, if they have the wherewithal and the drive to pick up your book and actually action it all the way to the end, that they can do whatever it is that you are teaching, because that creates raving fans. And then they're going to tell your book to somebody else and say, hey, this person's amazing. Go and check out their stuff. And then that person may become a client. Okay. So don't be afraid to give all of that value. Another common pitfall, and this is one of my pet hates, is people neglecting to get a professional edit of their book done. So the amount of manuscripts that I see come across my desk where people are, oh yeah, it's been professionally edited. And then I take a look at it and I'm like, by what? A llama? Who is editing this work? And oftentimes in conversation, it'll come up that, oh, it's my friend's daughter did English in high school and she edited it for me while she was on a camping trip with a friend. And I'll be like, dear sweet baby Jesus in the manger, that is not the quality that we're going for. Because being an entrepreneurial writer, please understand that the quality of your book is a direct reflection of your brand. And if your book has a dodgy cover, has dodgy editing, looks badly laid out on the inside, which is really not a pleasant experience for your reader, that is going to damage your brand and not enhance it. So please be very, very careful about who you are getting to edit your work. Get a professional editor. And just while we're on that point, there are three different types of editing. There's structural editing, there's copy editing, and there's proofreading. And when I work with my books and my clients' books, they go through all three stages of editing. Okay, I don't care how good a writer you are, please ensure that quality to enhance your brand. So you want to end up with that really polished version. And that brings me to avoiding rushing the publishing process. I understand that it can be very, very tempting to go, oh, I'll just put this ebook together and we'll quickly vomit it out and put it into the funnel and all these sorts of things. But again, if it looks dodgy, your brand is going to look dodgy. You're going to look dodgy. You're going to put holes in the trust that you're trying to build up with your ideal clients, and they're never going to buy from you and they're never going to tell people about you. So make sure that you take the time. Quality takes time, people. So you want to go thoughtful writing, meticulous editing and design. Please do not do your cover design on Canva and then publish it. Just don't. Just do not. Please get a professional designer, professional editor, all of the things if you want to really enhance your brand. So those are one of the common mistakes that I see people making. And next up is obviously the marketing of the book. Now, anybody can throw a book up on Amazon these days. Anyone can do a design on Canva and put it out there. Like I said, your funeral, if that's what you choose to do, but each to their own. We want to talk about effectively marketing and promoting your book, especially in today's digital landscape. So there is no point in putting all of this time, effort, and finances into publishing a book if you're not going to continuously market it. Just like anything in business, you really need to continuously market that book. And honestly, like I said at the beginning, a book will simplify your marketing It is the only thing really that you need to be marketing if you've written it correctly and put it into the right funnel to generate you leads all day long while you sleep, while you're on holiday. So really, please put marketing as a large chunk of your approach to this project. So as we all know, as entrepreneurs, our online presence is now crucial. And what you want to do is you want to start building anticipation for your book well in advance of when it's actually going to come out. Bring your readers and your clients and your leads along for the ride. You want to be on your social media channels, your blogs, your email lists. Engage your audience with behind the scenes content. Film yourself writing your book. Film yourself having writer's block and getting really frustrated. Share your cover designs with them when they come out from your publisher and give them little sneak peeks and give them the story behind why you're writing the book, because this helps people become invested in the journey as well. You want to also consider leveraging platforms like Amazon for pre-orders to build momentum. I'm doing this with my next book, and it's a beautiful way to get a list of warm leads who are already wanting to buy that book before it even comes out. So you've got your guaranteed sales before launch day. You also want to network with other authors and industry leaders, influencers for cross promotion so you can amplify your reach. You don't want to just be talking to your audience. You want to be talking to other people's audiences as well. So get on as many podcasts as you can. Get on as many TV shows, radio shows, print publications, digital publications as you possibly can. And lastly, please don't overlook the power of digital advertising. Okay, you might want to set aside a budget for a little bit of paid advertising to use on targeted platforms like Facebook and Amazon ads, BookBub ads. These are all really, really effective ways to drive sales for your book and will also help with your bestseller status, because that all hinges on how many sales are driven through the platforms in the smallest amount of time possible. Okay, it's all about knocking off that top dog who's sitting at the top of your chosen category or keyword. But that is a conversation for another time and something we discuss in our mastermind. What you also want to do, and this is fun, is you want to gather reviews early. Okay, gather reviews from as many credible people. Your grandma is lovely, but her review of your book is not really going to be a standout for people, as lovely as I'm sure she will say that it is. They're really vital for credibility and visibility on online marketplaces. So you want to get, if you can get the New York Times to give you a quote on your book and you pop it on the front cover, that's going to make the world of difference. Once you've gathered a few from really credible sources, you also want to create a praise section either on the back cover of your book or inside it, so that when it does come to selling and networking and all those fun things, that you've got some really standout quotes from people that are going to be recognized by other people in your industry and elevate your authority instantly. It's an instant authority elevation. Question number four that I often get asked is, what do you look for when considering manuscripts for publication? Now, I'm a hybrid publisher. We here at Automatic Authority Publishing and Press House are hybrid publishers. So we don't have that traditional model of giving advances for books and then taking a percentage of royalties. But obviously, our quality is at the forefront of what we do, and it is our reputation alongside our authors on these books and going into the future because they're evergreen. We do consider who we will and will not work with. And what we want to look for is we look for originality, marketing potential, alignment with our publishing ethos. And a compelling manuscript doesn't just present unique insights and valuable content, but it needs to be clear and engaging for the reader, because nobody wants to read a textbook. Now, most of my clients come to us at the beginning of their journey when they've just got the idea. And so we work with them really closely to create a book that becomes this. But some people obviously already have a manuscript that they've written and they just want to go through the publishing and then potentially the marketing process of those things. And we do that as well. But if we get to work with them from the very beginning, these are all the things that we're considering. And then when we're looking at them that come across our desk, go, yeah, we will publish this as is, it's amazing, or we'll go, hey, can we just do a couple of sessions to just tidy these bits up, and this is why. Now, obviously, it's up to the author whether or not they choose to take that feedback on, and we go from there. But it's also essential that the author has a strong platform already, or is willing to build one. Now, I have had authors come to me who have not had websites, who have not had businesses, who have not had branding, who have not had social, any of those sorts of things. And my team and I have done the entire thing for them. We've branded them. We've built them a website. We've built them a social following. We've done them a book launch. We've created the book, all of the things. Okay. So if that is you at like ground zero, that is totally okay. You still have a starting point. All right. But as an entrepreneur, there are various stages that you go through, and nobody starts out having 6 million followers on Instagram. It's all about being willing to build and put in the work to really create that platform, because that's how you're going to see success. I would hate for you to spend your time and energy and money in creating a book if you're just going to put it out to your five family friends on Facebook. Now, the entrepreneurs we work with on an intimate basis, that's not these people, but this might be you, and that's totally okay. But please consider the impact of that in the long run and how willing you are to put in the groundwork to build your platform. The other thing is a manuscript with a clear target audience. All right. We want to know who we're writing for, and the potential to make a significant impact in its niche is more likely to be selected for publication either by us hybrid publishers or your traditional publishers. People are looking for something that's done in a unique way, your unique formula, your secret sauce, whatever it is, and positioning the whole manuscript and cover and things around that, because we don't need all of these cookie cutter approaches. People don't want that. We also like to work with authors who demonstrate a willingness to co-collaborate and work really closely with us on marketing and promotion efforts, because traditional publishers especially are terrible marketers. But us hybrid publishers, we really like to collaborate together and build something together with the unique author's end goal in mind, because everyone's goals are different. So those are the things that we consider for publication. Now, other businesses obviously might be different, but that's how I can answer that question truthfully and honestly. And I wanted to close with the lovely discussion, the intense discussion that everybody always has of self-publishing versus traditional publishing versus hybrid publishing. And you have this bookcase with some bookends. You've got your self-publishing on one end of the scale, and then you've got your traditional publishing on the other end. And in the middle of that is hybrid publishing. And choosing the best path for you really depends on your goals, your resources, and the level of control and input that you want in creating your book. So I'm really just going to touch on this, because this is a whole different story in itself, and I could go on and on for days about it, and I will probably do an entire episode on this in the future. But self-publishing, we'll start there, gives you complete control over the publishing process, okay, from its content to its distribution to its marketing to how it looks, where it goes, and that thing. So if you have the time and the energy and the finances to invest in figuring out all the complexities of getting a book written, published, and market, and then going to hire all the different people that it takes to create a quality book, then this may be the path for you. Self-publishing is also sometimes faster approach to market, but it really requires you to master or outsource every aspect of the publishing and promotion if that's what you're going to do. So you'd want to hire a PR company, you'd want to hire a marketing company, you'd want to hire a social media manager, you'd want to hire all of those sorts of things in order to really push that out as fast as possible and build it as fast as possible. And the major pro, obviously, of self-publishing is that it's a wonderful experience if you have the patience and the time and the energy. It can also be really stressful, but is that all the royalties are yours. Once you've spent those out-of-pocket expenses in hiring all your different editors and your cover designers, etc., then every cent comes back for you. But the con is that it is a significant time and financial investment for self-publishing. And please also consider the quality if you are going to self-publish. Now, the opposite end of your spectrum is your traditional publishers. Okay, so these are your big guys like Allen & Unwin, Hay House, Penguin Random House, all of these sorts of things. And the advantage here, obviously, is the reputation of these long-standing publishing houses. To have that little logo on your book, some people, it's a lifelong dream of theirs, and that's all they've ever wanted, and it's on their bucket list. Cool, if that's you, then go for it. It also offers the advantage of having access to professional editing, design, a small amount of marketing resources, plus The big push for them is their distribution channels. They have longstanding relationships with all the big bookstores, all of that thing. So that's great, but it's highly competitive. You will need to hire most of the time a literary agent who you will have to pay, and then you will have to submit multiple proposals to multiple publishing houses. They will come back and say, not a million no's, but there's always that one that may potentially say yes. And then you'll have to submit a couple of chapters to them, and even then they might say no. So it's very, very competitive, and they usually only work with people who have a proven record of selling out events or big social platforms or big podcast exposure, that sort of thing, because, like I said, traditional publishers are terrible marketers, so you will have to do the majority of marketing yourself, and that's why they like working with people who have an established audience and an established reputation for being able to sell. Also, the publishing timeline is horrendous. I have a friend at the moment who is going through a traditional publishing company, and it's taking them 2 years, and she's already written the manuscript. This is literally just the publishing timeline. 2 years. So it's not fast to market, and she has expressed, and I've heard multiple people express this, that they have felt like a number, and they have very little creative control in the whole publishing process, how their cover looks, what they can and can't say, all of those sorts of things. The other thing I want you to consider is that they will take a percentage of your royalties. And the highest amount that I've ever seen an author get back personally is 15%. So 15% of every sale of their books, 1/5. And that can be as low as 5%. So you need to consider how being locked into a contract like that. But like I said, there's the prestige and validation of having the logo on a traditional publishing house that people really crave and value. And in the middle, there sits companies like mine. Now, obviously, I can only talk about my company, but there are lots of hybrid publishers emerging on the market. But what we do is we combine elements of both the traditional publishing, which all the expertise of your traditional publisher, and then we work really, really closely with our authors in a very co-collaborative space to take their unique voice and vision and mission and goal to market in the best way possible that aligns with their budget, obviously. Now, this is usually, and this is the way my company works, you pay for the service. It's an upfront fee or a payment plan fee, and then all the royalties are yours after that. So it's like paying for, I don't know, a business coaching session or a new car. You pay upfront, and then whatever happens after that is in your pocket. Okay, so if your book ends up making $1 million because it's freaking epic, then that $1 million is yours. So I think that's a pretty big pro. It's really a good balance and requires careful consideration of your publisher's reputation. So like I said, there's many hybrid publishers popping up, and the amount of horror stories that I have heard about people getting done over by their publishers and then needing someone like us to come in and clean up the mess is frequent. And it's usually come down because people have tried to skimp on their budget or not done their due diligence in the research of who they're actually working with. So make sure you take into careful consideration your publisher's reputation and know exactly what it is that they are offering you. Like, you want bullet points, like this is what you get, bam, 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 so that you know exactly what can be expected and what you need to do yourself. And a good publisher, a good hybrid publisher, will map all of that for you, and they will constantly update you and say, this is what we need you to do, this is when we need you to do it by, and then this is what we're going to do, and this is when you're going to see it by. And that teamwork is what creates such a beautiful result on the back end. So your choices about those three different options should really align with your personal goals, your available resources. We're talking time, energy, money, etc., and how much control and responsibility you really want to retain in the whole process. And with everything, each path has its own pros and cons, and the key is to choose the one that best suits your needs and your aspirations as an entrepreneurial author. Okay, there is no right and wrong. It's just what best suits you. Now, as a wrap up on today's chat of the fusion of entrepreneurship and books, let's not forget that the journey of an entrepreneur writer is as unique as the stories that they aim to share. Everybody's so unique. Every story is unique. And that's why I love it so much. Crafting a book is really no small feat. It's a labor of love, strategic thinking, and a dash of audacity. Like, who the hell are you to write a book? Well, I say, who the hell aren't you to write a book? Everybody has a story. It's just whether or not they have the courage to get out there and tell it. And It's more about just putting pen to paper or word vomiting words onto a page and then pressing publish. It's really this deep dive into sharing a piece of you in a really authentic way. And that lands with your audience in the hopes of inspiring, educating, and connecting through the pages and across the seas and screens and all those sorts of things to really take someone by the head, the hand, the heart, whatever it is you're trying to achieve and go, hey, I get you. I've got what you need. Learn from my mistakes or learn from my teachings. I hope it helps you. What an amazing gift to give somebody. So if you're sitting there and you're pondering whether to not to embark on this adventure, then obviously I'm going to say, why the hell not? Why wouldn't you? Your journey, your insights, your lessons are invaluable. There's someone out there who you can help who is waiting for your unique take on a solution to their problem. So keep your audience at the heart of whatever it is you're writing. Be authentic, trust your voice, and never underestimate the power of a well-placed comma or a heartfelt story. And when in doubt, when you get writer's block, when you get imposter syndrome — I had imposter syndrome this morning. I called my friends and I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, do you have imposter syndrome? I was like, yep. Totally do. We all get it. Remember why you started, because that why is what's going to keep you going. Your story has the power to inspire, to transform, and to lead, and to position you as the go-to authority in your industry. Can't wait to see your books coming to life. Please always tag me in them and share with me on socials. Come and connect. Tell me how you're doing. I love, love that human connection. So until next episode, have an amazing day. That's a wrap on today's episode. If you love the insights and inspiration, don't let it end here. Hit subscribe to stay connected and turn your visions into reality alongside our community of changemakers. I'm Taryn Reeves. Thank you for joining me. And remember, your story has power. See you in the next episode.